This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone's taking over the fourth hour in the war room's coming up here in just a moment. But I want to refer to the Nazi regime and then the European Union and where the next world war, many experts believe, is going to start. This is a powerful report with David Knight put together by Harrison Smith. I hope all of you watching will spread this link to everyone you know. Stay with us.
We have been in a continual state of war since we bought into the idea of a permanent standing army after World War II. We have a Saudi-led attack on Yemen, on the port, escalating, in just a 24-hour span, at least 150 people killed after weeks of deadly fighting. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in Yemen. Any reporting on that? No. They don't care about the lives of people. They don't care about the lives of these Yemenis. They don't care about the lives of their own soldiers. And they don't care about the principles that these soldiers thought they were fighting for either. The principles, just like the lives of the soldiers, are expendable in these manufactured wars for empire. Now, we've got something that is much more dangerous that is coming up right now. We're coming up to a cycle in human history, a generational turning point. And again, you should read the book Fourth Turning if you haven't. Strauss and Howe went back 500 years in American and English-British history to see this recurring cycle about every 80 years having a major restructuring of society. Frequently, these restructurings are accompanied by wars. Things like the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II. Those were all fourth-turning. Now, as we talk about resurging old demons, that's what I see coming. I see history being recycled. And when you have these standing armies, when you have these politicians who have an empire mindset like Macron, who are trying to accrue and concentrate power to themselves, those are the elements that create things like World War I. Because it was the type of thing that the founders had always looked at Europe as having. These constant, eternal European wars. Not a remaking of society. Because, you know, people look at that and they say, that was a just war. That was a justifiable war, whatever. They look at the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. They look at World War II. They say, yeah, that was a time when we were really fighting for something. World War I, they weren't fighting for anything. No. Patriotism was summed up by Smedley Butler. He said, talking about true patriotism, he said, we fight to protect our home and our Constitution. So we fight to defend our lives, to defend our lives. Not in foreign wars of empire, not for regime change in the Middle East. We fight to defend our homes. He said everything else is a racket. It is organized crime, and he was exactly right. We fight to defend our Constitution. We're fighting to defend our values. That is what nationalism is about. Patriotism is about fighting to defend your homeland. Nationalism is about fighting to defend your political system and the values embodied in that political and legal system, in our Constitution. And if we had stuck to those values, we would have never been drawn into World War I. Maybe Emmanuel Macron should read the writing of our former president, James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights. He said, throughout Europe, the armies kept under the pretext of defending had enslaved the people. And quite frankly, that is the true purpose of Macron's EU army. He's not going to be putting that up there to protect them from foreign invasions. He's inviting the foreign invaders, the fifth column, coming into the country. He's opened up the borders. He's part of the globalist open border cartel. He is not going to defend people. He's going to use the army to attack the people who object to that, who object to having their homes destroyed. Armies and debts and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few.
Enjoy. really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm proud to be sitting in for my colleague Alex Jones. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'm looking forward to a peaceful and restful and prosperous Thanksgiving, and I know you are too. But until we get there, there's a lot in the news we've got to review. I think among the president's greatest accomplishments to date are his shepherding of a prison sentencing reform bill through the Congress. That has now gone through the House, where it passed, and now heads to the Senate. This is the single most important piece of social justice legislation that I have seen in my lifetime. And as President Trump pointed out only days ago, it reverses a number of the policies of Bill and Hillary Clinton, policies under which people who were convicted of first-time nonviolent crimes, such as marijuana possession, were sentenced to long, mandatory sentences in prison. This not only caused the breakup of families, the destruction of lives, but also an enormous cost to the taxpayers in the costs of incarceration. Nobody was being rehabilitated. Nobody was being helped. But it was politically motivated in 1994 when President Bill Clinton felt it was important for him to look tough on crime to get reelected. In truth, the president was courageous in pushing this legislation because there were and are conservatives in his own party who oppose it. So, bravo for President Trump. But look at some of the Democrats in the House who voted against this landmark legislation. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, Congressman Al Green. This is extraordinary, where African American members of Congress would actually vote against a piece of badly needed legislation to redress historic wrongs just because Donald Trump sponsored it. That, I think, tells you the moral bankruptcy and the hypocrisy of those who voted no. It's really extraordinary. I'd go so far as to say disgraceful. This will go down as one of the president's signature accomplishments. And yes, even though I've talked to him about this need for many years, I have to give some credit to Kim Kardashian, who I think brought his attention to this important piece of reform legislation. So bravo to the president for his brave and courageous stand in standing up to those, yes, some in our own party who opposed this legislation. Interestingly enough, a new news story in The Guardian says that the FBI now classifies the Proud Boys as an extremist terrorist organization. Well, what do they think Antifa is? A bunch of peace-loving pacifists? This is extraordinary because I know a number of individual Proud Boys, and I have yet to meet one who is a white supremacist or a bigot or advocates violence. They do advocate self-defense. They do advocate physical fitness. They do advocate clean living. They do advocate love of country. They do advocate patriotism. But anyone who's met Gavin McGinnis knows that he is not a bigot, not a white supremacist, and most certainly not a terrorist. I guess this is what to be expected when you appoint a man like Chris Wray as the head of the FBI. Chris Wray is a deep stater from the word go. And if you look at him, he looks like he'd be more comfortable as a croupier behind one of the tables in Atlantic City or Las Vegas. His response to the exposure of the excesses during the FBI's Obama period was sensitivity training. This is truly among the president's worst appointments, Christopher Wray. And, sadly, he has been part and parcel of the efforts to hide from the American people the truth regarding the surveillance of the Obama administration on President Donald Trump's campaign for president. To date, we still do not have the unredacted FISA warrants that would tell the true story of how the Obama administration abused power and utilized both the authority and the extraordinary capability of the state to spy on the Republican candidate for president. Wait a minute. Isn't that what they removed Richard Nixon for, spying on his opponent? Why are there two standards of justice? Well, it's a question we're going to dig into here on the Alex Jones Show as we go forward. But in the meantime, I want to take this opportunity to remind you that if you enjoy the great programming that we have here at InfoWars, if you like David Knight with the news in the morning, if you like the iconic Alex Jones Show, and if you're enjoying what Owen Schroyer and I are doing on the War Room, well, then you need to go to the InfoWars.com store to look at our terrific specials. You see, unlike other conservative media outlets and other mainstream media outlets, we don't have giant multinational sponsors who pay our way. We are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. That's right. Without you, there would be no InfoWars. And Alex Jones and his team of scientists and specialists come up with some of the finest cutting-edge nutraceuticals available in America today. And there are some incredible sales going on. Our Black Friday sale is something to behold. Now, I've long said that I have a number of personal favorites here, and I'm going to point them out to you. Brain Force Plus. This is a great product because it gives you mental clarity and mental energy and a mental sorting at that time of day. Around for me, it's around 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I get that energy dip. I really feel more like taking a nap than continuing to do more work. And I find Brain Force Plus to be deeply mentally energizing. Yet, later in the evening, when I are ready to go to bed around 11, 11:30, I don't have that jacked-up feeling that you get from the energy drinks that you can buy at CVS or Whole Foods or pretty much anywhere else. So I find that this gives you smooth, even mental energy without jacking you up the way some of the ephedra-laced drinks do. And now you can get it at the InfoWars.com store at a special price. With over 6,000 satisfied customers, Brain Force Plus is among our very best products, and one that I can recommend personally. So go to the InfoWars.com store now. Take advantage of our terrific specials. And while you're there, get a T-shirt, get a book, get some of our other great nutraceuticals. The new X3, the best natural iodine supplement you can find. Or Silver Bullet, the best colloidal silver supplement available in the United States. But do so solid and confident in the knowledge that when you buy at the InfoWars.com store, you're not only getting a great product, but you're helping finance the fight for freedom. You're helping finance the fight for an uncensored and free internet. It's vitally important that you do your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars.com store. You'll be helping yourself, you'll be helping InfoWars, and you'll be helping your country. I'm Roger Stone. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
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 And now, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. No, I'm not Alex Jones. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. An extraordinary story on page one of the New York Times yesterday that says that Democrats are upset about the explosion of right-wing rhetoric on Facebook. Are these people on drugs? We have seen over the last year the wholesale censorship of conservative voices, starting with InfoWars.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google, on Apple, on YouTube. And now we learn that Facebook executives have given Chuck Schumer, a man who says he's opposed to corporate welfare, $50,000 in campaign contributions in this cycle alone. But oh no, that's not enough. Chuck Schumer's no doubt highly talented daughter is paid $160,000 a year on the Facebook payroll to do God knows what. The single most important fight that we face really has to do with censorship of the most modern technique of communications, the internet. There's no question in my mind that Republicans would have held the House of Representatives if we had had free, unfettered, and balanced access to the internet. But that was not to be. And although the president has talked in tweets and in interviews about doing something regarding the racketeering and antitrust activities that are being used to kneecap InfoWars and dozens of other conservative media outlets, sites, and bloggers, well, so far we have talk, but no action. That's why if you're angry about the recent elections, if you're upset about the fact that we lost the House, if you think we got cheated, you can do something about it right now. You can go to writetrump.com. That's right, writetrump.com. That's WRITETrump.com. We're going to put that graphic up for you here in a second. This is a very important project that we're spearheading right here at InfoWars. Our goal is to deliver 1 million letters to the president urging him to direct his Justice Department to bring immediate antitrust action against the internet giants. We as conservatives, generally speaking, are against regulation, but in this case, we have no choice because we have seen conservatives decapitated across the board on Facebook, literally millions of people deplatformed, thousands and thousands of pages disappearing overnight. My own friend Jacob Engels finds that overnight, he's no longer on Facebook. Why? Because he's a conservative. Because he is a Trump supporter. And nobody has borne the brunt of this more than InfoWars.com. Why is that? It's because Alex Jones is a man of enormous courage. It's because Alex Jones is a man of enormous energy. It's because Alex Jones has the fortitude to say what others will not say. And the saddest thing is that other conservatives have stood by and said and done nothing while InfoWars has been censored. There's a few standouts. Matt Drudge, Tucker Carlson. These are men of enormous courage who haven't been afraid to jump in this fight and point out that if it's Alex Jones today, well, who will it be tomorrow? Maybe even little Ben Shapiro. Oh, Ben thought it was perfectly all right when InfoWars was being censored, but now that he's being censored, why? He screams like a little bitch. So, Ben, get on board. Fight internet censorship. Let me explain the importance of going to writetrump.com. When you get there, you can sign a letter to the president. You can put your own handwritten PS into that letter, and then Alex Jones has agreed to personally pay for the postage to deliver 1 million letters to the president urging him to take immediate action. This is a true grassroots effort to express to the president the importance of this struggle, because without a free, vibrant, and robust internet, there will be no Trump reform agenda. There will be no Trump reelection. There will be no Donald Trump legacy. You see, they realize that in 2016, they lost control of the political narrative in this country. ABC, NBC, and CBS no longer calling the shots. And now they seek to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Please take action and do it today. And spread the word among your friends and fellow info warriors. Go to writetrump.com now. And if you scroll down, you will see the letter that we hope to deliver to the president. Now, you can print the letter out yourself and mail it on your own if you wish, but we're going to mail a copy ourselves. And as I say, Alex Jones has agreed to pay for the postage. The postage for $1 million ain't chump change. That's how strongly we feel about this vital program. So instead of complaining, instead of pissing and moaning about the results of the election, instead of complaining to your friends about how we should have done better, take immediate action. If you don't want to see a repeat of 2018 in 2020, then we must have free and open access to the internet, and we must stop those who are using monopolistic, antitrust-oriented, racketeering practices colluding together to strangle our First Amendment rights. If you love what Alex Jones does here on InfoWars, and you want it to continue, if you want to continue to get the truth, this is what you won't get from MSNBC and CNN and CBS, well then, go to writetrump.com now and urge the president to take action. I must tell you, I worked with Michael Zimmerman and Alex Jones and others on this vital program, and I know the president reads his mail. So please go to writetrump.com now and send this emergency letter to the White House. Help us in the struggle for a free and open internet. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We've got more great stuff coming up for you. But before we leave, one more time, go to writetrump.com. The time for action is now.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that
It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. You know, it's an extraordinary experience to wake up in the morning and see at least five fake news stories that say that you are on the cusp of being indicted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller on the basis of Russian collusion or collaboration with WikiLeaks. Last week, I think I blew wide open the falsity of those who said that I had corresponded directly with WikiLeaks or Julian Assange, and I proved by releasing a series of text messages that after Julian Assange said on CNN in June of 2016 that he had a substantial amount of material on Hillary Clinton and he would release it, I was tipped by Randy Credico, a New York City-based talk show host on WBAI, who told me that the WikiLeaks disclosures were both significant and that they would roil the race. Mr. Credico has denied that repeatedly on MSNBC, and I get the impression he's also denied it before the Mueller grand jury and in interviews with the FBI. The problem is, I released this week a series of text messages that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Randy Credico was my source for the significance of those emails, and that his long-held defense that he couldn't have told me in June of 2016 that the WikiLeaks disclosures were significant because he did not meet Julian Assange until late August is irrelevant. Because in these text messages, he reveals that his source was not Assange or anyone else at WikiLeaks, but a woman attorney that he describes as his best and closest friend. Busted. Perhaps that's why the special counsel now wishes to re-interview Mr. Credico. The notion that I have somehow intimidated him because I urged David Lugo, a filmmaker who's appeared here on InfoWars, to either make a video or write an op-ed piece truthfully stating that Credico confirmed to him that he was my source regarding the significance of the WikiLeaks disclosures, and that he was my source who told me they would come in October, is laughable. How do you intimidate somebody through the exercise of your First Amendment rights and in telling the truth, the provable truth? Also, the question became, on October 2nd, when Assange held a press event but didn't release any information that particular day, he did, in fact, announce a very specific schedule for future releases, saying that there would be a release of material every week through the election, and that all U.S. election-related material would be released before Election Day. The Washington Post reported that, if I may quote, Assange made some vague pledge for future disclosures. No, Roz, that's not what he said. Correction demanded. Typical of the fake news of the Washington Post. So this whole idea that Randy Credico was not my source has been disproved, that Randy Credico couldn't have been my source because he didn't meet Assange till August is proven irrelevant, and the fact that he tells me in the text messages that Assange has concerns about his own security and that that was the reason for the delay between October 2nd and October 7th for the release of the bombshell material. It's all there for you to read. Then there's the other falsehood that somehow I, along with my colleague Jerry Corsi, knew about the NBC Billy Bush grab them by the genitals tape and somehow communicated to WikiLeaks so that they would release their material to change the public narrative. That is a fairy tale for which there is no evidence whatsoever. In fact, if on October 2nd, actually the 3rd in U.S. time, Assange had already announced his schedule for future releases. I knew nothing about the NBC disclosures. I was as shocked about them as everyone else. And yes, I feared that they would damage Donald Trump's candidacy, which, strangely enough, they did not. But the idea that I somehow reached out to WikiLeaks and coordinated their disclosure in order to change the public narrative, well, that's just delusional. There's no proof about that whatsoever. Now, some may say, well, you spoke to Jerry Corsi on the 7th and the 8th of October. Yes, true, but not about that. I also spoke to him before that and after that many times. This proves absolutely nothing. What we have here is a mainstream media feeding frenzy. So, for example, Vanity Fair a week ago said, Paul Manafort is dishing on Roger Stone. But then ABC reported later in the week that Paul Manafort doesn't seem to have anything to give the special prosecutor regarding Roger Stone. So proof again that Vanity Fair is among the very worst fake news violators. You have to take what you see in the mainstream media with an enormous grain of salt. What you see is based on speculation, conjecture, and in many cases, wishful thinking. Yes, I am the conservatives that liberals love to hate. Maybe this is payback for 40 years of defeating Democrats. Or maybe I've been targeted because I wrote the Clinton's War on Women and because I co-produced the film Banished, the Danny Williams story, the true story of Bill Clinton's abandoned African-American son banished by Hillary. So I believe that I've been targeted for destruction, not because I have broken the law, not because I've done anything wrong, but because I stood tall for Donald Trump and I helped defeat Hillary Clinton. Now I need your help. Please go to StoneDefenseFund.com. My legal expenses in fighting the deep state could top $2 million. That's right, $2 million. This threatens to destroy me and my family personally, and therefore I need your help, not only to fend off the witch hunt investigations by the Senate Judiciary and Intelligence Committee, but the onslaught of Robert Mueller's investigation, which seeks to destroy my Fourth Amendment rights and is being led by a woman attorney who was Hillary Clinton's legal representative at the Clinton Foundation in the illegal email server and missing email case. So the same Democrats who say that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker should recuse himself based on his previous political activities now say it's perfectly all right for Hillary Clinton's personal legal attack dog to lead the charge against Roger Stone. Hypocrisy, thy name is a Democrat. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the InfoWars Network, specifically on the Alex Jones Show. Please take a quick minute to go to the InfoWars.com store now, because without your loyal support there, we cannot continue these broadcasts. Our Black Friday specials are really something to behold. Remember, we have no giant corporate sponsors. We depend only on you. So whether it is one of our great nutraceuticals, one of our t-shirts, one of our books, check out these specials now. But do your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. Well, the Florida recount is over, and the results are pretty satisfying. Former Congressman Ron DeSantis, a supporter of Donald Trump and a strong critic of the Russian collusion investigation in the U.S. Congress, was elected governor of Florida by about 33,000 votes. Former current governor Rick Scott, who ran for the U.S. Senate, was elected to the U.S. Senate by a margin of about 12,000 votes. And then, sadly, Second Amendment advocate Matt Caldwell, a member of the State House, who ran for the position of Commissioner of Agriculture, seems to have lost his bid to medicinal marijuana advocate Nikki Fried by around 6,000 votes. Two major victories for the Republicans, one major victory for the Democrats. Now, it's extraordinary that once again the election results came down to Broward County, which just happens to be my home county. There's big news in Broward County over the last 2 weeks. First, of course, is the ineptitude, the incompetence, and the corruption of the recount under Brenda Snipes, the elected supervisor of the Board of Elections. If I were a betting man, which of course I'm not, I would guess that Governor Ron DeSantis will exercise his authority to terminate Ms. Snipes and appoint a successor, which he has the authority to do. It's not as if we had no advance notice of the rank corruption and voter fraud that has manifested itself inside the Broward County Board of Elections. 2 years ago, in the Democratic primary for Congress, progressive Tim Canova, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter and was challenging the ever-lovely Deborah Wasserman Schultz, was cheated when his name did not appear on almost a third of the ballots within the congressional district in which he was running. In some districts, more Democrats voted in the primary than are registered to vote in the district. And the Broward County Board of Elections steadfastly refused to give him the breakdown of early votes, the breakdown of absentee ballots, and the breakdown of Election Day voting. He went to court, and the courts ruled that Brenda Snipes had violated both state and federal law. In fact, the court ordered a recount, only to find out that while the case was pending in the courts, Brenda Snipes had skillfully destroyed all of the ballots, making a recount literally impossible. Now, we have extraordinary additional news from Broward County. News that was first reported here on InfoWars and turns out to be correct. We found that during the Parkland shooting, the tragic Parkland shooting, that as many as 7 Broward County Sheriff's officers arrived on the scene but stood down along with Scott Peterson, the one officer who was assigned as a school monitor while active shooting was still going on. This was revealed in an extraordinary article first in the Miami Herald. Now, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is zeroing in on Ron Gunsberger, the counsel to the Broward County Sheriff. They want to know whether Gunsberger is the man who coordinated the perjury of the BSO command staff who man-to-man-to-man went before the official inquiry and perjured themselves about whether there was any delay between BSO officers arriving at the school and entering to stop the active shooting. Now I learned that Gunsberger's domestic partner of almost 20 years has left him in anticipation of his impending arrest for directing the cover-up that caused the tragic deaths of 17 individual students. Why is it that Broward County seems to be the centerpiece of this kind of corruption? I think it's because we are essentially a one-party county. I think it is essentially because you don't have the checks and balances that exist with two-party government, where the Republicans watch the Democrats and vice versa. This county is so heavily Democratic that there is no oversight on behalf of the taxpayers. There is no balance. The one Republican member of the county commission, Chip LaMarca, quite fortunately, was successfully elected to the state house. He now is the only Republican state legislator elected from the county of Broward to go to Tallahassee. That means there will be no oversight on the County Board of Commissioners, no oversight on the Broward County Board of Elections. We saw this graphically when Republican observers were not allowed to watch the recount in violation of the state's Sunshine Law. My prediction for you is quite simple. I think Brenda Snipes will resign before the new governor, Ron DeSantis, can fire her. And I would predict to you today that the governor will also terminate Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who has profoundly disappointed me by his prevarications, because he assured me that there was no delay between the time that BSO officers showed up at the Parkland High School and the time they entered. They were standing by while active shooting was still going on. I do want to remind you, we have the War Room coming up, and we will be taking your calls. Hopefully we can put that number up on the screen for you. Owen Schroyer and I are going to be talking about internet censorship. We'll be talking about the Florida recount. And there you see the number for the War Room, 888-201-2244. Those are the numbers for the hotline on the War Room coming up in about 2 minutes. Lastly, folks, if you like the War Room, if you like the news with David Knight in the morning, if you like the iconic Alex Jones Show, then please give us your support on the InfoWars.com site. If you go to the InfoWars.com store, you can do all your Christmas shopping early. Look at some of these terrific specials. Brain Force Plus, now reduced to $19.95. Silver Bullet, the best colloidal silver supplement available in the country today, only $14.98. Alpha Power, this builds stamina for the athlete. Survival Shield X3, superior to X2. One of Owen Schroyer's favorites, Bodies, a turmeric formula that helps with the aches and pains from hard exercise, or for people who have jobs where you're on your feet all the time. These are terrific stocking stuffers that you can get at extraordinary prices. You'll be satisfied with the product, but you'll be even more satisfied knowing that you're helping to underwrite the fight for internet freedom. You'll be helping to underwrite our struggle against those who would snuff out our First Amendment rights. So please, do your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars store. It's what Alex Jones would call a 360-degree win. You get great, effective products, and you help fund the fight for freedom. I'm Roger Stone. Thanks for joining me here on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back on the War Room with my colleague Owen Schroyer, where we're going to talk about the fight over internet censorship. We're going to recap the results in Florida for you, and we're going to talk about the need for ballot security if Donald Trump is going to have any chance of getting reelected in 2020. Thank you, and God bless you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is